Doing so good up to this.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Okay, this is Finance and Admin. All the members are here. We are at I, claims.
Wait, this is where we do the It's loading.
You're doing the circuit thing?
I'm just driving the computer.
I'll try too, yeah.
Did anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I guess that's the issue.
I did. So there's a LaBelle Holdings LLC fee refund for $76,000.
I'm going to let Yuri take that one.
Oh, crap.
LaBelle.
Cal refund, $76,000.
So what happened with that is LaBelle was going to go into the new building next to Superfeet, and they prepaid their impact and connection fees.
Okay.
LaBelle was then sold to a California group, and Superfeet moved in. So LaBelle was going to be doing a lot with water and sewer.
They were doing milk product processing. And Superfeet's doing insoles and shoes. So
and a little bit of milk processing, if it turns out.
Really?
No. No.
A new dairy-driven.
Right. Yeah.
Gel packs.
Yeah. But so they are not going to have the impacts that they paid for.
All right.
Did you say you had a couple?
That was it. That was the one that jumped out to me.
Kate, Melvin,
okay.
Miller. Anybody else?
Just Kate.
Motion to consent agenda.
Second.
Oh.
All right. That's fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fee code amendment, temporary occupancy fees.
Yeah, the last committee we talked about the temporary occupancy and the, when we would do it, when we would not. And these are just the fees that would.
We kind of touched on that too.
We already touched about
that. It's 25% of the original building fee plus staff time at $100. So basically, you know, it depends on just how complicated and involved it is. And there is a cost to having the temporary occupancy. So it's, we wanted to set it to a point where it is literally something that they will need to, we just don't want it to happen like, oh, it's so easy, we'll just do it and we'll do it forever and who cares. This is something that actually carries with it a cost.
Where is the section? I asked Kyle, he said it was there. Billing at actual staff time, because I don't see that.
Yeah, it's plus staff time at $100 an hour with a minimum of 1 hour.
There was a unified codes, a unified
that kind of leads you to believe that
it
might be just 1 hour. I thought we were going to put actual staff time.
That's the phrase that we use throughout the fee code for these
staff
types for staff time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then we've, it's worked.
And then in eight, there's the kind of expanded code section.
And the thing is, again, like, you know, what's our hammer? Until they pay that fee, we don't give them a TCO. So if it takes 8 hours, we'd say, okay, we're ready with your TCO, that'll be $800. And if they say that's too much, we'd say, well, no TCO.
Okay.
Go back to the other one.
But then you're out all that money, you're out all that time. Do you think that could happen?
Yeah, well, and so what we frequently do with those things is we
require deposits.
We require deposits.
Yeah,
we have typically with the projects, we have a development review account. Mm-hmm. They're funding that development review account, and it has an excess of funds in it over and above what we're. So an initial request would be put in a $1,500 or $2,500 deposit into your development review account prior to us expending any funds. And then we would grind through the money that they've deposited in their development review account and then invoice them for additional funds to be put in the development review account as that balance is brought down.
And that system's worked pretty well?
It has, with a few outliers.
We tell them, we say, you've ran out of money, we've stopped review. Mm-hmm. You want us to continue to review?
That's a good hammer.
More money, please.
Yeah. And really I think that we've increasingly tried to keep a buffer on
it. We have. We've identified a few areas where there have been projects that have blown through all of their development review fees and have had a balance that has gone unpaid for a number of months. And I think we've been pretty successful about getting.
Yeah, it's primarily been one or two.
Invariably, they're going to want a permit. And we just wouldn't issue the permit.
And at the point that they've gone through their funds, these are typically with the larger projects where they've expended, you know, $25,000, $30,000 already in review fees. And, you know, it's like, hey, you owe us $5,000. You need to.
This was my question here. We're saying, we're specifying $100 an hour, but on the other one, don't we just refer to the fee code?
We do. It says at the rate imposed by the unified fee schedule. So that was my question. Where's the unified fee schedule?
Yeah, it's staff time at the rate imposed. So I'm thinking to be consistent, we should take this language and instead of saying $100 an hour, we say staff time at the rate imposed. Yeah.
Because it's confusing, because this is unified fee schedule, but the other...
This is the unified.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Does it say that?
Yeah.
Where does it say that
over
that's
the top,
unified?
Yeah.
Ordinance.
Municipal fee code.
Amending.
But when you're looking at the code, would it be obvious to someone using it that that's the unified...
Probably be hyperlinked.
Yeah, the actual cover of the unified fee schedule says unified fee schedule.
Thank you. Right. That's why I got confused.
Yeah. So, yeah, when we pull up, when we pull up
like
I know.
You should watch it.
I usually, this is really.
It's pretty good.
Resources fee code brings up the fee schedule for the.
But does that say unified fee code?
We should call it that, shouldn't we?
I'm just saying, just for because if you're gonna call it out, then you should be able to find the unified fee schedule. It should say unified fee schedule.
And you know, I would suggest that might be a more major code scrub.
What's that?
I think it should be a more major code scrub because I think that we use unified fee schedule, fee code. You know,
fee code unified.
See, it might be easier to eliminate the word unified, just by saying the fee code.
Fee code.
Fee code fee schedule.
What I would suggest is
adopt
we adopt
the
this
way it is.
And then do a code scrub throughout to yeah. And this could be more just a directive to code publishing, maybe.
Or it could even just be a Scribner thing. We just change.
Well, that's it.
You're not changing the
code publishing.
Yeah, we're not changing anything.
So, but do you want to, for the TCOs, do you want to get rid of that phrase unified fee schedule? Because that's how you're going to, that's what's going to cost people.
I think that'll be the key for us to go back and look through and identify all of the
throughout
the whole code. Okay. Any reference back to codes, because it's going to be the connection fees, traffic impact fees, park fees, school fees, all of the, you know, utility billing rates, everything that's incorporated into that fee code. And to go through and make sure that all of the code is consistent, like you already said, that could be code publishing that we task with going through and identifying
and
that.
We might have a fee code. We might have dual fee codes, like the fee code for connection fees. So this is a unified fee code where it brings it all together. We just need
to
look and see.
Well, and because this one doesn't incorporate, the fee code doesn't incorporate our per unit utility billing rates, but it does incorporate our connection fees. So there's some, it's a bigger fish to fry.
But it's not that.
No.
It's just figuring out how to
fry
it. I just want to make sure that if someone reads it, they'll know how much it's going to cost them. Because you can go to that fee schedule and go, holy crap, that's like $100-some an hour if I take 8 hours.
I think that we need to arrive at what we want to call everything, and that shouldn't necessarily delay
this
one.
Going forward.
But it's realistic, we do need to...
I think it's an identified issue that we can go back and...
Especially before the building season really starts. Well, although it's already cranking,
Yeah.
It never really stopped.
It did not.
At the time that we get to the temporary certificate of occupancy, they'll be very familiar with our fee schedule.
Okay.
Well, and we don't want them to go through the TCO anyway necessarily, so if they can't find the fees, that's not necessarily...
There's your customer service. Disney really worked for you, didn't it?
I didn't go.
Right. Oh, there you go.
You don't like it, find another city.
Any other questions, comments? You want this on the consent?
You can't put it on consent because we've got an earlier thing. I've got a big note from
Susan.
Public,
because it's public hearing on the one part of it. So.
Oh, man, you're almost impressive. You
on the regular agenda?
I just wanted to give credit where credit's due.
Okay. All right.
Well, the TCO was on the consent as well.
No, it's got a public.
It was the variance that was the public hearing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I thought the TCO was going to have a public hearing too.
We should not put this on consent
because it's a fee.
Because it if the TCO gets pulled off of consent, then this is
also valid. Has to get pulled off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, big deal.
I don't understand.
I don't know if that's true, though.
Okay.
If you could pull
cart before the horse,
right.
it could go on consent.
Well,
yeah.
Essentially, though, we do have temporary occupancy. So this is just changing the fee for temporary occupancy.
True.
So this could exist independent of the modification to the temporary occupancy policies.
Let's put it on consent.
The cleanest way would be to put it on consent, and then if anyone pulls it off consent, we'll collectively remember to pull both.
Yeah. Yes. That's fine.
As long as on consent.
That is
all second.
All right. The old, the Hansons have done.
Aye. It passes.
Cool.
Aye.
Oh.
You wanted to. I heard you.
I thought I heard you.
No, I'm on it. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry. All right, all for this committee. We are adjourned.